Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
This is Dare to Dream, the podcast where the unseen becomes undeniable, where conversations are at the edge of consciousness, where science, spirit, and the unknown collide. My question to you today is, what if the most advanced technology on Earth isn't human, isn't mechanical, and isn't dormant? JP is here to share what he encountered as a U.S. Army paratrooper inside living alien structures, why consciousness is the key to unlocking them, and what's quietly awakening beneath our oceans, our lands, and our understanding of reality. JP is connected with extraterrestrials, spiritual and interdimensionals, and is an expert of water purification systems of all types, and was sent into ancient alien structures known as the Arks. What he found wasn't just technology, it was alive. If you want to find him, you can go to Instagram, Facebook, and X under jp.missions. And with that, I welcome JP to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you here today.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here, Debbie. It's a beautiful, beautiful times we're living, times that we're living, the golden age of time, you know, of disclosure, of people experiencing this. We got a lot of people from governments and military background coming out with a lot more information. I think by the end of this year, we're going to have a lot of good things coming out. So
that's soon. End of the year is literally around the corner, like weeks around the corner. So stay tuned. That's big news. Very cool. I want to ask you, JP, here at the beginning, you no longer have to wear the headgear. You no longer have to be in incognito. How does that feel for you to be out, so to speak?
It feels good. It feels good. The connection, with people, you know, facial expressions, you know, being on stage without the mask. Also, I think more people laugh at my jokes, but also more people cry of happiness because we speak about love. We speak about what is happening with contact with people that have been through these experiences. And it's not just me, Debbie. There's more than one people going through this. There's thousands of people going through this, you know, and I'm happy to be like an ambassador for them people to come out, other soldiers to come out, and other soldiers to talk about their experience. You know, we have that whistleblower protection now. We can talk about this. What, the age of disclosure? All those officers and generals just came out with a documentary that is shaking up the world. So, but there's going to be more things coming out that is going to connect to the spiritual realm, the interdimensional realm, what is religion, and these beings that we have been communicating for thousands of years.
You heard it here first, folks. More to come very soon, coming down the pike. Super excited about that. And is there anything, JP, still with this protection that you guys now have that you cannot talk about?
Yes. For the security of this nation, yes, there's still things that we can't talk about until certain things happen. So, yes, we still have to hold on certain technologies, yes, and certain things that we can't talk about. So, yes, I do talk about my missions, right, with other people, like, you know, Dr. Michael Sala from exopolitics.org. And that's where we have the books, right? He wrote books about me right here. I'm going to just show you right here. We got book one, book two, and book three. I talk about my experiences there. And in between the missions, right, there's still things I can't talk about. But on my YouTube channel, I sometimes do videos going more deep in my missions, but still being careful what to say. So,
Okay. So did you grow up believing in this? Did you grow up believing in extra interdimensional beings? Were ETs, UFOs on your radar?
my father was a pastor. My wife, she's a pastor. So we go to church. Okay. We come from a Christian background. I did not at first believe on ETs or extraterrestrials, no, but my father had an experience in Puerto Rico. My grandpa had an experience in Puerto Rico. And I think this is like a generational thing that happens, It's in the DNA, people say. So when I had the full experience in Brazil, it changed me. It changed the way I saw religion. It changed the way I saw people, and it changed the way I saw and felt the universe. So it wasn't like this the whole time. I just thought it was craziness stuff. But once you go through the experience and you see these ships interacting with you, and you have the ability to summon them down, and I'm sure that's why I think the military, had me be part of the military, because some soldiers, we do have the ability to implement with the dog whistle to implement psionic abilities to bring these ships down, or to bring these beings down and communicate with them. I've done that a couple times. I did it in Eastbourne and GSIG. I did it in Charlotte, Colorado, and thousands of people took video and pictures of this. Japan. So it's going to be amazing, the type of things that are going to come out. And I'm excited for that.
Okay. So am I. And I know I can't push that. I want to go a little bit into the idea of hollow earth and ant beings. And I also want to preface it by saying I really relate to you a lot because I was deeply spiritual and very into a lot of things that I found fascinating. But the subject of extraterrestrials, UFOs, give me a break. Big eye roller. And then I had an extraordinary experience, which has opened up to many experiences. And thankfully, it wasn't a big uptake for me. Once I saw, knew, it was just, I knew truth. And so, yeah, it's quite something to change the trajectory of your thought stream and your life around this subject. And I'm so fascinated that you have had these experiences with the ant beings. Was there evidence? Were there experiences that led you to take the hollow earth seriously as way more than a myth? Tell us about that. What do you know about hollow earth?
So we have a lot of different spots around the world, right? And also in the interior of Mars, interior of our moon, that governments, not just the United States, have been doing research for a lot of years, okay? And of course, it's connected to our inner oceans. And certain locations inside our inner oceans that implement themselves inside the inner earth. So we have different types of beings. You got the ant people. Same way I tell people, the same way we have people in Asia, they look different. People in India, they look different. People in Africa, darker complexion, they look different. People in Europe, lighter color. South America, everybody in every region looks different. So in the inside, in the inner earth, all these people, all these beings, I call them people because they have culture, they have music, they have food, but they're just more knowledgeable on certain technologies, and they like not to mingle a lot with humanity because of what we do. Atomic bomb over there, diseases over here, war over here. We just get crazy sometimes, and these people, they like to separate themselves from crazy sometimes. But we have people like us that, we bring the love, we bring the information, we bring the good technology to help humanity, and they see that. They see that there's certain people that have the ability to communicate with them and have the ability to create certain technologies that can benefit them and us in the same time. And I believe that when I went through this experience and I saw the ant people and I saw them for the first time, when I first entered into the tunnel with other soldiers, and we went down for like a couple minutes. It was a long time that we were walking down to enter to this massive cavern. There was two guards guarding the entrance, and when I saw their face, I think people would confuse them with grays, if they don't have the clothes or the dreads that look like
Antlers.
they look like antlers or antennas. It's actually like a hair substance that come out from their head in a certain way that looks like antennas. But because if they have the big eyes and they have the smaller mouth, they look a little bit Asian looking. Their nose is more sunken in and flat. If you take the antennas out, right, and you put like a tight black clothes, I think people would confuse them with grays. Okay, depending, the gray, like I said before, probably hundreds of thousands of years ago, maybe a portion of them separated. Okay, went to space to another solar system. And now they're returning, and because of the gravity of the other planet and the culture of the other planet, they come back, they look different. 200,000 years can make a human different. If you go to another planet and start eating stuff from that planet and being part of the heartbeat of that other planet, your body will change. You'll be taller depending on the gravity. You'll be shorter or stockier, depending. Look at different animal species, dog species. Look at Great Dane, and then look at Chihuahua. The difference of height of a Great Dane. They're still same species. Same thing with humans. We had giants, and we had dwarf people. It's so they're really peaceful beings when you interact with them. The cavern, it smells like when you first enter to a farm and it has a lot of hay. You know that smell when you enter to a farm, that beautiful smell of hay, and it smells like horses. Not the poop part of it, but the hay. That's something to have a smell visual of how the cavern smells. With them, they're peaceful. They use a lot of hand gesture. They know the languages. They know the upper earth languages,
Is it
and
telepathic communication? Not
they
verbal.
could be telepathic, but I think it's a technology that they use that gives out frequency, that can read the frequency of your brain, the consciousness of your brain, that they can tell and know what you're feeling. So you gotta be careful around these beings, what you're thinking. They know what you're thinking because of the frequency. The antenna that we have inside is giving out frequency in the universe. So I think the technology or the technique of meditation that they have developed, they can tell the frequency that we're giving out. So they can know what you feel, and they use gestures, they speak English, they also speak like this old Greek Latin type of language. Is weird, mixed in with like Arabic. It's like a weird language, but when they speak it, it's like still sounds romantic, like the romantics language, Latin. You know, it sounds beautiful. And, but yes, they could communicate with telepathically, and I think it's a type of similar what they taught in the Monroe Institute. There's certain meditations that you do. Like when we went, for example, to visit the Ant Kingdom, we had a fast 12, like we had a fast 12 hours, not eat nothing. And fasting puts your mind in a state of alert. It makes you feel more meditative type REM sleep when you're walking, and you can feel things better. So most of the time when we go on these missions, they put soldiers to, you know, to fast, you know.
These ant beings, they're about 5 feet tall-ish.
They can be different sizes, the same way of human beings. You know, it's not a actual size. You know, a regular human being is what, like 6 foot, you know, in between 6 foot. These guys are like five. The highest one I saw was like 5'10".
Interesting.
And those were the guards, the ones that were standing out at a guard. They were a little bit taller and more muscular looking. The other ones, like the leaders and all that, they're a little bit lower than us, but still, you know, you can still talk to them face to face. It's not that they're little shorts. We saw little ones running around, but I'm sure that's their
Offspring?
offsprings, you know, or
Interesting.
kids.
Are you still in contact with them?
No, not at the moment. After I did the mission with the military, it's hard to get to the location, but I'm sure in different national parks around the United States, there's still people connecting with them. And I'm sure if I go to the location of certain places, I can connect with them. Yeah.
Okay.
I
Oh
could
my
connect with
God.
them if I wanted to. Yeah.
I would fly out just to do this with you. I really would. I feel like they'd feel my heart and they'd invite me in. I would love this.
That's awesome. Yeah,
Thank
we could
you.
probably do something.
Right? I'll lay that down because I sincerely mean this. That would mean everything to me. And because I followed you and I followed your stories, and I know one time you did an expedition, and the ant beings had invited or allowed certain people, regular people, not in the military, to join with you. And there was a shaman, there was an indigenous, there was an Asian, like they were very curated people. And I thought that was interesting because it reminded me of this Hopi celebration that they have every year, that during the Earth cataclysms, the ant beings saved them because they knew the Hopi were virtuous people. And so they invited them into their cavern, saved them, until it was okay to inhabit the Earth again. And so, can you talk a little bit about who the ant beings allowed in and why? And even you, like, do they know your heart? Do they know what kind of person you are?
Some of these places, like I think the I'm going to say this for the first time, so this video is going to be good for everybody. The massive kingdom of the ant people, it stretches down to Mexico, Texas, Nevada, the Grand Canyon, and Colorado. Is that large? You got another section that is north from the panhandle from Florida, Georgia, and under the mountains of South Carolina and North Carolina, right there, that location right there. Maybe I'll draw you a map and I'll send it to you. And throughout these national parks that are there, guess what? A lot of people go missing, right? And I believe that some of these people that go missing, it's not that they go missing, it's that they decide to move on and to go to these places and they feel comfortable. Remember, these beings, they live to 800, 700 years old because of their metabolism, the plants that they still eat. That here on Earth, on top, upper Earth, it's already extinct. We don't have these plants no more. They still have plants under there that they still like different types of mushrooms, different types of medicinal plants that they use that can keep them living for a longer time. I think it's something with your enzymes, right? And I always say this in my talks. Take care of your enzymes inside of you and know your blood type. Depending what kind of blood type you have, that's the type of food that you need to eat. So if you're thinking about
Interesting.
living to 120, 130 years old, I think that that's going to be the new normal in 20 or 15 years because of AI and the technology that we're developing different things to help out the human body. I think that's why they live so long. And these places, the way you enter into the kingdom, it's kind of funny how we entered, Debbie. There was a guy, he was a musician. One of the soldiers plays for what, funerals, he plays the national anthem, he plays all over the place. But we had one musician with us that went to the mission. And out of nowhere, he brings out like a metal flute with writings that were like ancient looking. And he starts playing the flute a certain rhythm. And I felt like I was in a fairy tale kind of like, what the heck is this guy doing? Why is he taking out a flute, a metal flute that had writings on it? And it had like weird writings. And he starts playing the flute. Once he played the flute in front of this bush went like it opened up. And I think because of the frequency of the sound, this bush opened up, this realm opened up. And they had that technology. Imagine opening a door by singing. Debbie, you come to
Yes,
your front door
wow.
and do la 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 la, and the door does like that's some cool technology. You know, we got
Right.
fingerprint, we got eye imprint, but sound. So these people knew technology. The ancients, they knew about frequency. They knew about certain things that now we're figuring it out. We're trying to figure out. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing, I have Bell's palsy.
Baby, that's
So,
rough.
yeah, it's rough. But I think I got it. It's reactivated because of the jab. You know, being in the military, we had to get the jab. So it activated again.
I'm
My
sorry.
Bell's palsy. And I speak three other languages. So if I pronounce something wrong, forgive me.
Yes, you are more than forgiven. Thank you for letting us know so we can send you lots of love and healing too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and so these caverns are self-lit, if I understand them correctly. They've got their own lighting system.
They do.
And you're tracking with what I've learned, which is that these caverns, as extensive as you've been talking about geographically, could fit at least 3 million people in them, which is
Oh yeah. Even
mind-blowing.
I think even more.
Well, I know where I want to go, should I need to.
Wait,
And
I don't see you no more. Hold on. I'm sorry.
okay. I'll keep talking because we're
Okay, I
live.
see you. Okay, there we go.
Ta-da. And also they have this, you talked about the flora, the fauna. They've got animals in there, they've got food and storage and
Oh yeah.
all the things. And I do think that's a very interesting point about eating for your blood type, because I don't know if that would coincide with what we've been taught here on Upper Terra, but I have known about this for a really long time, and I'm an O positive, And I have found that's exactly right. If I stick with carnivore, my proteins and my vegetables, I'm good. If I try to go too crazy into the breads and the sugars, da da da, just not great for me. So that tracks with what I've experienced. And then isn't there a tree of life of some sort? Something, I know you got in trouble a little bit over these seeds. And I'm amazed you didn't take any yourself, like you didn't experiment with the gift you're given. Tell us that story.
It was we went to another location where there was like a
Sarcophagus, yes.
sarcophagus. There we go. And there was a giant in there sleeping in stasis. And the ant people, they were protecting this realm, this place. Why I say realm? Because when you enter into this location, you feel a sense of peace, a sense of vibration, a sense of welcomeness. It's like peaceful. And like you said, there's people that are chosen to visit these locations. They choose you to see this. They choose you to experiment. Why? And I ask myself, why am I here experimenting this information? Why doesn't it humanity know about this? So when they gave us the seed, and this happened a couple of years ago, and we brought it up, I remember that they took it to the UK, to the king in UK. Something happened that they brought it back and they were pissed off, and they got back the seed of and yeah, not too long ago, I have something here that a Nordic gave me, and I was investigating why do I have this right here. And we were doing an
Likewise.
investigation on why I was given this. And these are seeds, right? We spoke about, I don't know if you saw me speaking about this, but this, a Nordic came up to me and they gave it to me where I live behind my backyard. And when we were doing research, this is a seed of the sequoia, one of the biggest trees that we have in the United States in California, but I live in Florida. So I gave it to a botanist and they told me, how the heck do you have this here? There's no way they let you go through the airport with this. There's no way this can be like, how did you get this? And I told her the story. Hey, some guy, I didn't want to say Nordic, but I said some guy gave it to me in the woods and he said to save it, and I have it now. And every time I hold it, I feel beautiful energy of peace. So I don't know if it's a type of species of sequoia or if it's similar to the tree of life that they have, but I have it saved here to be analyzed soon from another botanist. She said it comes from the same family of sequoia, but it's not really the same. So they don't know if this is an extinct species of tree that I have. And I have it right here next to me. So this is a regular one. This is a regular pine tree, right? From my location. And this one was given to me.
It's amazing. I have always felt spiritually that pine cones were so significant. I think it stems, first of all, my dog, when she was a puppy, she was obsessed with pine cones. She loved them. She loved to chew on them. She loved to chase them. And so I started collecting them for her. And I thought, oh, these have the seeds of new beginnings, the seeds of new trees in them. And that felt like a very beautiful thing. A pine cone was very significant. And I've always felt that way. So that is so amazing because we would overlook that. We wouldn't think, to look at a pine cone, but there's a Nordic giving it to you, and maybe it's imbued with a frequency that's causing you to feel peaceful and calm, and who knows what else it's doing to contribute. I love that. And what about the arcs? Do the ant beings have a relationship with the arcs? And if so, what role did they play as the guardians or the engineers?
They know about the arcs, but the Nordics are more involved with the arcs than the inner earth people. I know when I went into the Ark for the first time, we went with Aztec Indians, we went with Chinese, we went with the Russians, and we all went at once with scientists and all that. And that Ark in the Atlantic is moved now. It's in south part of Puerto Rico, in between Puerto Rico and Venezuela. So I wonder why there's a buildup of military presence there. Of course, I'm not going to change what the commander in chief says, but whatever he says, it goes, and me as being a private soldier, I have to support that 100%. But there's always something behind the scenes that is happening.
We're going to get into a few
Okay.
other things here with the guidance of my friend JP in just a minute. The arcs, med beds, purification water, a few other very cool things that he knows about. So we're going to take a pause. I want to invite you deeper into this work. I've got something special for you. For those of you who would like to determine which star seed you are, where in the galaxy your lineage is, other constellations, universes, planets, species, you can discover your galactic origins. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. If you spell my name right, you get everywhere connected with me. It's Debbie with an I, there's no E, and Dachinger with a C. So it's debbiedashinger.com/starseed, my gift to you. Also, I am speaking aboard the Mystery School at Sea. That is a cruise to Greece and Turkey, March 2026. All the presentations are included, the food, the cabins. We are going to Greece and Turkey, and there's many other amazing presenters I've done this cruise with before, such as Debbie Solaris and Laura Eisenhower, etc. Just check out the website, but you can still book your cabin, and they haven't raised the prices yet. So definitely do that. MysterySchoolAtSea.com. And under referral, click on my name, Debbie Dashinger at Dare to Dream Podcast. Conscious Life Expo is coming up February 20th through the 23rd. Wow, is it going to be amazing? In fact, the owner just wrote a play, and I'm in it. So come, me, Jimmy Church, Danny and Brinkley. It's going to be a hoot. And of course, there's the most incredible speakers. Over 8,000 people come through the doors through the weekend. And that's at debbiedashinger.com/CLE, Conscious Life Expo, CLE. I am opening Shamanism Level 1. I've got a free healing, by the way, this Thursday. You guys are welcome to join. If you're on my newsletter list, you already got the newsletter about it. So please feel free to join me for the free shamanic galactic healing I'm offering this Thursday, my gift to you for the holidays. And then following that, starting January 6th, 2026, I only have 15 seats available, although some people have already booked their seats for this program, Shamanism Level 1. If you've been hankering for a healing system, how do the indigenous shamanic do it? I am so happy to teach this. I was given a no for a long time, so I've done a lot of other shamanic galactic programs, but I've just been given a big yes. It is time to disseminate this information. And finally, if this conversation means something to you, share it with a friend. Hype the videos, it really helps. You can support us by subscribing, by liking, by commenting, and then we get to reach more star seeds and light workers around the globe. So let us feel supported by you, our community. Please do it. And thank you in advance. Okay, JP, so many questions. Oh my. So, all right. You have documented anti-gravity craft with both extraterrestrial beings and military personnel present. What can you tell us about what's going on behind the scenes? Is there cooperation? What are you learning? What's new? What can you share?
Yes, there is cooperation, and there's going to be new things coming out by the end of this year and the beginning of 2026. That is gonna, let me see, like shock, no, not shock, but make people more aware of ETs and the spiritual and interdimensional realm that we live in. You know, what is really consciousness? So,
Interesting.
and how consciousness connects with UFOs or UAPs. Why did we change the name from UFOs to UAPs? Unidentified flying objects to aerial phenomena. Why they're calling it a phenomena now instead of object? Okay. Why phenomena? Because these things, they appear and disappear out of nowhere. Why phenomena? Because it's more connected to the spiritual realm and consciousness than a regular object. I think a lot of people are saying, oh, they should have kept it with UFOs because that's how we've been calling them for years. And I understand that. I totally understand that. But when people understand what these really are and how connected they are with people, right, when you have 2,000 people calling these things down, calling these ETs or UFOs down, or UAPs, whatever you want to call them, they do come down. So when you have on the same accord, they do come down and they show themselves. And all we want is them to land, come out, say, hey, how you guys doing? But they're not ready yet. Because of the things that is happening with humanity. Because why? There's still hatred around the world. Look, just analyze what's happening around the world now. With all these things happening and negative things happening, that people lose their life. You know, when they look down on Earth, they don't see different countries. They don't see different states. They don't see different names of, they see a ball with land, and they see a ball with water and a vibration that is so beautiful. You know, the light that when you're in space, the light that the Earth gives out, you know, the sun has to hit the Earth, but that light, that vibration of light that comes out when you first see Earth from space, that energy you feel back because it's bouncing off from living things, is bouncing off from people, is bouncing off from the ocean. That light, that vibration that you feel, that's what they feel. They feel peace when they see Earth. That's why Earth is really excited for them. And they do live within our oceans.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. So here's what's cool. I have a lot of people who channel extraordinary extraterrestrials. Sometimes it's a being, sometimes it's a collective of being, but they are all benevolent and they're all it the word wise does not encapsulate what they are. They are beyond the information. I can literally throw any question and they are able to respond to it. Certainly, our oceans are something I've brought up many times, and they have described the oceans are deeper than our scientists have ever perceived, that there are more beings, most of them actually not interested in us, but doing their own experiments, their own work, so to speak, deep in the oceans. And that they're really not here to interact. And I understand that since the beginning of time, this has been so, that this earth has never been for the hominids. Really, although we occupy it now for many
Mm-hmm.
reasons, but this has been a home to many species and cultures
Oh,
over
yeah.
time. Please illuminate us. Go way deeper on this.
When we visited the Ark, in arcs, we have an arc in the Atlantic, by the south part of California, out where the Nimitz saw the Tic Tac UFO. We got an arc now in
Explain what
Brazil.
an arc is.
An arc is a massive ship that has ancient rooms. Say a scientist goes in the arc of the Pacific, right? And another scientist goes into the arc of the Atlantic. They're in communication. They go to one room. This scientist tells this scientist, hey, you got to go to room B6. Every arc looks the same, Debbie. It's like they're built in a big factory in space and they were brought here. So we got arcs in the oceans. We got arcs underground that are thousands of feet under that people are finding out. And maybe what they find under the pyramids that people are so excited about, maybe we have something there that is connected to the arcs. And under somewhere in Venezuela as well, the south part of Venezuela, they found something. So, everything's happening for a reason. I'm not gonna bring politics or nothing like that, but they found something in the south part. The Devil's Tower, they're finding chambers under there, under the Devil's Tower. They're finding ancient ruins in India that is connected to Afghanistan, Iraq, and even Mexico. Same writing, say everything. And when we went into these arcs, we saw different types of writings from the lost civilization. So we had translator that went down there with us and was trying to decipher. Now with AI, this is becoming so easy for us. But we had already this technology prior. So all this technology that everybody's seeing, the military has been having it. AI, translation, whatever you want to call it, we had it way before. Remember, these technologies like the cell phone, the world in your hands, the most dangerous device that anybody can have. This has killed more people than an atomic bomb. This right here, this device. If
From the radiation or from being able to
no,
track
just
someone you know?
connect me to here and we go over there and people get eliminated. This is a tool. If you look at the statistics of how many people have vanished or died because of this device, if they never had a cell phone, it would never happen. It's crazy if you get into that realm. But back to the arcs and the languages, different types of languages, meaning that there was more civilizations that lived on top on terrestrial Earth that also visited these arcs, and they left their history. They left their history and they left their writing. They left a poem of what might happen in the future. Look what's happening now with the Bugosphere. It's 14,000 years old and it has a poem of how or what happened before. And I'm sure that these technologies, these spheres, they come out from the oceans. And it's an ancient type of space protection or earth protection device that comes out. And I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of these spheres still active, protecting Earth and protecting certain locations on Earth that have ancient ruins that we haven't discovered yet. So I'm sure in Colombia somewhere there's an ancient ruin that we haven't checked out yet. That's why these orbs are there. And they're still flying around. It's like connecting an AI to a robot, and we cease to exist, or we go into the inner earth, and these robots still roaming around doing what we taught them to do and to keep whatever they're protecting safe. So it's similar to that. So these ancient people or civilizations that lived left their writings and left their, history, caves and arks. And these arks are, they can be the size of a football field or 3 or 4 football fields big. They're huge. And they're always near an inner ocean city that people live in. And or the, you can call maybe call them a base, but it's implemented with ETs and technology that we never have, like only technology that exists in science fiction films. And I believe that all these films that are coming out has a connection with all these technologies that are coming out. For example, Steven Spielberg in June, he's going to come out with a movie,
I know. I'm so excited.
and
Yes.
just the name of it, it's what does Steven Spielberg know? He did do that movie where
E.T. Phone
in
Home.
Wyoming. No,
Yes.
E.T. and that then First Contact. That
Yep.
doo, 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 doo. So a lot of people know certain things, or maybe he have been through an experience, and he can't talk about it yet. Well, we have a president, well, in the inner part of Russia that knows about. He has been through an experience. We have certain president of the United States that have been through certain experiences, and I'm sure our commander in chief, he knows about something. But because of the protection and security of this nation, we can't really get into the nitty and gritty about what's happening because of certain events. But yes, there is lost civilizations and ancient aliens. They have it right, I guess. But there's ancient, of course, Gaia TV, they talk a lot about different shows about these ancient civilizations that, probably came back and are coming back and interacting with humanity.
Let me ask you, the ones that you're talking about with the writing on the writing inside the arcs and the AI and this person who's able to translate or perceive these languages, do you know distinctly which languages? Were they Sumerian? Were they, how ancient are we talking?
It's, we know that the Sumerian language is one of the oldest languages, and I think it's a mixture of that, but it goes way beyond. We're talking about millions of years of way behind of type of languages, and it's always civilizations that they were advanced and they just stop. They stop. I don't know if they go to another dimension or if they go to another place. It stops out of nowhere. And it's kind of scary to think about, but hopefully something good that happens. Maybe they get to a state of mind of understanding that they move to another realm, another frequency, and then the next cycle starts. The next
You
cycle
also
starts.
said that the arcs you were sent into were alive.
Oh, they are
How did
alive.
you know? And what does alive mean in that context? And were they responding to you, not just being observed?
It's similar. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but have you rode on a horse before? I'm sure you have. Have you hugged the top part of the horse and you feel the heartbeat of the horse? And you know that you're part of that horse in that moment. So when you enter these arcs, you feel the heartbeat, the vibration of this arc. And you feel like a sense of peace of whatever this arc is. You feel it going through you and you connect with it. And depending of how you enter, remember I say that you have to enter, you have to be fasting, you have to have a spiritual mindset when you go in there. You can't be mad. They won't let you enter if you're mad, if you're pissed off. It just blocks you. There was a couple guys that were blocked out certain rooms because they were just mad. The arc does not let you. Like you try to walk and you just stop. It doesn't let you get closer to certain things. I got as close of the center of the arc to get the crystal. Oh, and when you hold the crystal, it was when I hold the crystal, it was like a pepper, purplish, bluish, bright color, beautiful color of crystal that was part of the arc. I don't know if it was part of the consciousness. I don't know what the heck it was, but when I grabbed it, I started crying, and everybody around me started crying when we interacted with this type of crystal that was in the middle core of the arc. And we brought it up, and then we brought it back down, and that's when the Nordics took over the arc and said, "We'll take it from here." And now apparently they're in charge of a lot of arcs around the Earth. But we are still involved greatly on the findings, because they found actually the language, the English language there. But it was ancient type of English language. So English is a really ancient really ancient language, the type of English that they found. It's weird, but they did find an ancient type of English language, written differently, but it was still English.
And you have experienced different types of med beds during your service. Are they different? Or is each med bed for a different purpose? Or is there one type of med bed you can get in and it can perceive everything happening within your body that's aberrant, that needs to be healed or fixed? What is it like? Because I'm sure for everybody watching and listening, this is a dream. People talk about it all the time. They just are waiting for the med beds to arrive.
Yeah, the med beds were a beautiful experience, but like every other technology, like this is one of the types of things that I can get really into it now because of the protection of national security. We all know what Trump posted a couple months ago about the med beds, and then he took it out. They kind of did the same thing with I got proof. Google Earth, they posted the Ark of Brazil, and now they took it out. And I recorded it, and I can send it to you. It's kind of cool. They posted the Ark of Brazil, the location of the Ark of Brazil. So the med beds, I think they're soon going to roll out, but it's going to roll out in like different locations, and it's going to roll out like. A med bed is going to be in charge of heart. One med bed is going to be in charge of a certain disease. It's not going to be the full spectrum of what we have already.
Interesting.
It's going to be coming out
Is that
in
for financial reasons? Because you get more money if you parcel this out, or is it because you can reach more people?
I don't know. I don't know why they want to do it like that, but I think it has to do with the technology that is
Okay.
involved.
And it healed things in you?
Yeah,
You
it did
experienced it a
heal.
couple of times, right?
It actually happened before I got Bell's palsy. My face was straight, and I got it again, the Bell's palsy. But I think apparently they gave me what, like 65 or 75% of healing, or and then sometimes they 30% of healing, so they didn't give me the fully 100%. But when I got out, I'm 40 years old, so when I got out, I felt like I was 20. I was doing 2 miles in 13 minutes running when I was doing 18, so it helped me like a paratrooper. Yeah,
It's
right
interesting.
now I still do 14 minutes, 2 miles, so I think it's still working out.
You look great. There's that.
I'm not
And
losing muscle.
I would think it, feeling like you're 20, definitely not. And how do the water purification systems play into all this, as well as consciousness-based technology? Are they deeply connected? How does that work?
We all need water to live. Okay. When I went to these missions, when I went to the moon, and that's when I tell you, when you see the earth for the first time and you see that light reflecting out, that's the best feeling ever. We do see the light from the moon reflecting from the sun, but it's not the same when you're in space and you see earth and you feel the heat of the earth energy giving you a suntan. It's, I think the med beds will be out, but we don't know who and why or who's going to be in charge of that.
Hopefully not Kennedy, but that's just me. Interesting. Okay. Well, I know you plan to release unredacted documents proving your service. What do you hope that that transparency will unlock for others coming forward?
I think it's going to open the doors for a lot of people. I
A
think it's
lot of
going to.
people ask me, I just want to get your take on this. A lot of people ask me when I'm interviewed about the extraterrestrials coming here because there's a lot of channelers of extraterrestrials who have prophesied or said rightly so, 2026, 2027, going to be unprecedented. Things are going to happen. Extraterrestrials are going to finally reveal themselves. The extraterrestrials are like tired of waiting for the government to fulfill their promises and that it will happen. It's benevolent and all of that. And I find that fascinating. But people have asked me about, well, what's going to get us there to the disclosure? And I have often said, I think it's the whistleblowers. I think it's these brave souls like yourself coming forward to speak the truth that is propelling forward as much as you can safely this information to us. Because the public, they may be eye rollers, they may not believe, or they may believe and be frustrated. But I think, as always, when we have proof, scientific proof, government proof, military proof, it means something to us.
Well, after December 20th, I'm going to give out some information that I think is going to shake a lot of people. So I can't say nothing before that, Debbie. But after the 20 or 21st, we can come back and then I can really tell you more things on what's going to happen. And how it's connected to the spiritual realm. And this is gonna touch a lot of churches, and a lot of different religions of what's happening. That's why I think the holdback, because it's gonna affect a lot of things. We just got what a new American Pope. So it's gonna I think the president knows what he's doing. So he's a good chess player, an excellent chess player. So I know people, a lot of people disagree of some things that he does. We got the left and right, but I think it's going to be his administration that is going to, and I think it's going to be
Finally.
really, really soon, really soon. Or
Beautiful.
if nothing happens, we're going to have somebody like Spielberg spill the bean.
Exactly. If it's not from the government, it's from entertainment. And honestly, that makes sense. What is your overall understanding, personally and professionally, about what's out there, looking at Earth, interacting with Earth, interested in Earth, and what are the percentages-ish? Malevolent extraterrestrial species versus the benevolent extraterrestrial species. What is your knowing there?
This is a thing. Me, from my experience, is all about you. You attract what you want. Hey, if you're an evil person, guess what you're gonna attract?
Interesting.
If you're, that's why It tags into a spiritual realm, angels and demons. For thousands of years, people have been talking about angels and demons. You know, if you attract evil, you're going to get evil. If you attract good, you're going to attract angels. You're going to attract beautiful beings. You know, I think it's up to your heart. You know, you got these farmers that all they do is farm and are happy with their family and they get connected. And that's how I got my first experience in Brazil in a farm. These people were humble. And I talked to the farmer, and he's like, "Oh, we have these experiences every time, but it's so beautiful and so spiritual." I'm like, "What? You gotta be kidding me. What the heck?" So when I went through the experience in Brazil and I touched that ship for the first time and I felt the beautiful vibration and my whole mouth felt like a metallic taste. And I closed my eyes and I opened my eyes and I was back in the farm. You can see my footprints. My life changed.
Yeah.
So I think the beings are looking down. Well, I can't say as much, Debbie, until the 20th, until something is released.
Okay, I love it and I honor it. But I also want to say, just to cap that off, I agree 1,000%. Because if basic metaphysical, the law of you attract what you put out, it is so everywhere. It's not just in certain compartments of our life. And so it is with extraterrestrials and those who like to conspiracy theory and catastrophize. I just can't live there personally. It doesn't work for me. And I'm not interested in playing in that realm. So I keep it where I am actually fascinated. And thus far, that's been my truth too. I have been contacted by, connected with all the things, the most beautiful, the most beautiful, the most advanced, the most loving and knowing. And I'm very happy there. It feels, some of it feels like family, some of it feels like guardians. And
Nice.
so I concur. And it's beautiful to hear it from your mouth being said like that.
You know, there's a lot of things that happens around us, you know. It can be sad, you know, a lot of people, a lot of loved ones die of different diseases. We know that. And a lot of people want the med beds, a lot of people want disclosure, a lot of people want, you know, a lot of different things that can change for humanity, but there's certain things that there's certain percentage that the government look at. Like, oh, if this happens, all this is gonna happen. If we release this, all this is gonna happen. So there's certain things that we have to hold to certain things happen. And I know it's tough for the people that are suffering and losing loved ones and all that, but you know, I tell people, hey, I know people die, but we don't really die. We're like butterflies. You know, you're in a cocoon and then you turn into a butterfly. We don't die. It's a human construct. Time is a human construct. I tell people, when you open your eyes, you are born. But when you open your eyes on your deathbed, it's gonna feel, remember these words, it's gonna feel like it was one day. You know? You close your eyes, you were a kid playing, and you open your eyes, you're in your deathbed. It's gonna feel like 1 second passed, and you're gonna be like, crap, wow. But that's why we have to live the now and show the love now to your loved ones. Call your mother, call your dad, call your brother, call your sister. Say, I love you. You are everything for me. Make memories, travel with them, create a foundation, create a something that you will not, an anchor that can take you back when you are on your deathbed, and you're going to start another journey. You're going to start something that I think is going to be revealed 2026 or 2027. I think soon about what is really consciousness and who or what we really are. You know, what is this? You know, and what is our mind? You know, it's now we're finding out what our brains really are in the pineal gland, and it's gonna be unbelievable. I can't wait for disclosure, Debbie. It's gonna help a lot of people out, but we have to have patience. Yes, we do have to have patience, and it's not just the military. It's is everybody is going to benefit because of this. And I
Mm.
can't wait. And I
Me
can't wait.
too. I'm with you. And it's so beautiful to hear what you're saying because I'm reading a book right now. I'm a voracious reader, and this is by Dan Brown. I haven't read a Dan Brown book in forever, but I was into like having a little thriller. And it turns out this whole book is about consciousness. It's called The Secret of Secrets, and it
Oh,
is
wow.
exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes life imitates art and art imitates life. Like there's a reason for the synchronicity to happen at the same time. And so, JP, obviously, I must have you back on the show. This has
Oh, yeah.
been wonderful for me. And I hope, folks, I can't wait to read your comments. Where can people find you? What's next? What are you doing? Where you be in the world?
Well, I'm going to be on Team Light with Rian in Sedona. I'm going to be doing that event. And then I'm going to be going to The Awakening over there in New York. Then I'm going to be going to the UK, Eastbourne, probably Japan, probably Brazil. I'm not sure yet. Probably that cruise you're talking about.
Yeah.
Who knows? But they can find me more on Instagram, on jp.missions. I put out a lot of stuff there. I got a Patreon as well. I thank people for all the support. And YouTube, JPJPJP1. I'd be posting about my encounters, but with more details of how I spoke first with Dr. Saliba in my channel. I give it more juice, more meat. To people to realize. And also, if you don't mind, I want to leave people with something.
Please.
Always have, I just said this in one of my channels, make sure you're in the right frequency, the frequency of love. Just look for your frequency of helping people, look for your frequency of being kind, but always be in the right frequency. Okay, we're always being watched. Okay, show that love, show that care, integrity, be truthful to yourself, and you'll be okay. You'll be okay. When these guys show up, whatever you want to call them, ETs, beautiful beings, angels, demons, whatever you want to call them, they will know you of who you are.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thank you for everything you're doing. God bless Dr. Michael Sala for
Yeah.
finding you and bringing you to us. And God bless you for stepping into the mission because you have exploded out into the scene. I mean, I watch you speaking on probably not even half the stages you're on right now, but honestly, it's beautiful. Right guy, right time, doing the right thing. So thank you.
No problem, no problem. And there's going to be more soldiers coming out, and more people have an interaction with orbs and these beautiful flying machines that we see flying around. So by the end of this year, you're going to see a lot of people posting different kind of stuff. And it's not going to be AI, just make sure. I know AI is taking over with visuals and all that, but I think we're going to start implementing, or certain people are going to implement certain things for to make sure that it's real video. Maybe that line that they show on Instagram or TikTok that makes sure that it's the real video. So certain apps are going to implement that to make sure that it's not AI making that. So there's
That's
going to be a
right,
lot of people with
folks.
contact.
Very important. And even as someone who still does book coaching for people who are writing books, and I tell the people I work with, you have to be so careful because everyone's now trying to write a book through AI. That's great. But you have to know that even Amazon, KDP, all of the big publishing houses, they're a step ahead of you. And they're coming out with technology that can determine. Was this book human written or not? I know editors already have this equipment to determine and have discernment. And a lot of people frown on that. Or if you're going to do it, you must be abundantly honest and have integrity about what people are really reading. So, yeah, this is the state of change that we're in. Amazing conversation. We will have JP back. And I want to end the show with this reminder. Disclosure is not about believing the unbelievable. It's about remembering that reality is far larger, far older, and far more alive than we were ever taught. And once you see that, once you know that, there is no going back. Next week on the podcast, I'm speaking with Danianne Brinkley, who is a best-selling author, multiple near-death experiencer, and spiritual visionary whose life was profoundly changed and transformed by an extraordinary event. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Remember, subscribe to this number one transformation conversation, like, leave a comment. And I love how JP ended for us as a great reminder. It's the frequency of love. So turn on your heart, right? Do the right thing. God bless.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.